All right, here's a little something for you, and we're going to get our good friend Steve Doolin to weigh in on this in just a moment. Here's the headline. DOJ releases Biden gun confiscation order legislation. In May, Attorney General Merrick Garland told lawmakers that the Department of Justice's civil rights work was, quote, critical to protecting the American dream, end quote. Since then, the Department of Justice has made clear that Garland's selective definition of civil rights has no room for the Second Amendment or even basic due process under the law. Moreover, contrary to recent messaging, Garland sent and the DOJ appear to support an increase in civilian police confrontations. And it says as long as they're not actually involved in committing any crime. Let's talk about this with Steve Doolin. He is from the Michigan Coalition of Responsible Gun Owners, among other things. He's also an attorney and an overall good guy. Doolin, how are you?
Not bad, Gruber. How are you?
You know, I'm all right. But tell me about this this thing being put forth. What are they talking about here in this article that we're referencing?
Well, there's a whole slate of goals, is my understanding. The one I've been reading about lately is the redefinition of a pistol under federal law that I was reading about yesterday. So I'm not sure which ones that article is about, but they've got a very broad slate, including a so-called assault weapons ban, so-called
How would you redefine a pistol? You got me stuck there. How do you redefine a pistol?
Well, the proposed regulation has a maximum barrel length for a pistol. What they're really going after is these pistol braces. They're upset that essentially, there's a way to go around the definition of a short-barreled rifle, is their argument. And the short-barreled rifle is a rifle that's got a barrel less than 16 inches. And the traditional definition of a rifle would be having a shoulder stock. So a few years back, the ATF, Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, et cetera, that should be a convenience store, but it's a government agency.
yeah.
You know, alcohol, tobacco, and firearms, right? It sounds like a good corner store. But they approved something called a pistol brace that some folks put up to their shoulders and use as a shoulder stock. And the National Firearms Act of 1934 says that if you've got a rifle with a barrel less than 16 inches, you've got to pay a $200 federal tax and register that weapon. And the ATF is very upset that they approved these shoulder braces, or excuse me, these pistol braces, and that people are using them as shoulder stocks. And so they came up with, it's a fairly complex scoring system, actually. It's a proposed rule right now that
right.
The agency has put out. It's open for comment. A big part of it is saying that if you've got a pistol brace that could be used as a shoulder stock, you've got to either turn it in to the government for free or dismantle it or pay the $200 tax and go through the registration process. And that's just a small part of their overall agenda.
Right. I found another part here. They want to change the definition of what a firearm is altogether so that if you just have a frame or a receiver, that might qualify as a firearm even though it's incomplete based on what I'm reading here. Is that also something you found in your reading?
Yeah. The traditional definition, a gun is an assembly of parts, kind of like a car or a house. And so at some point they had to decide what is the part that we're going to call the firearm. And the receiver, which is on most guns, the part that has the trigger guard and houses the trigger parts, the trigger mechanism, that's got a serial number on it, and that part's the gun. Everything else is a part. So you can replace parts that wear out, but that part's the gun. The AR-15 two-part receiver, upper and lower receiver, creates a bit of a hurdle for that.
Because that would be two guns. Years,
right. You know, there's which part is which, kind of, because the legal definitions actually get a little difficult when you've got a two-part receiver like that. So what's happened the past few years is some manufacturers have started selling what they call an 80% receiver, which is essentially a piece of metal that's roughly the same shape as an AR-15 low receiver, but it's not finished yet. There haven't been all the holes drilled in it that you need in order to make it into a functioning firearm. And the ATF is attempting to regulate those now, too. And that's a very big challenge in terms of legal draftsmanship, because at some point, you know, the sort of reductio ad absurdum argument is, well, then if I have a piece of steel, just a block, like an anvil of steel in my garage, is that a not yet completed lower receiver for an AR-15?
Well, what say you, Professor?
I guess here's the point.
The point of all of this is that they continue to try to whittle away at what your rights are, what my rights are, in an effort to, I mean, let's be honest. The real goal here is that no civilian owns any firearm. That's the goal of the left, always has been. But the Supreme Court continues to deliver victories for gun owners. We'll see what happens next year in the big gun cases that they've taken. But we continue to be successful in avoiding most of the liberal traps, if you will. I'll give you the last word, Doolin.
Well, that's true. And, you know, this whole discussion reminds me of a time back when I was in law school, actually, and I bought a pistol and I went down. Back then, you had to bring your pistol to the police station to register it. And the much older than I was, almost retired cop was laughing as he was filling out my paperwork. I said, "What's so funny?" He said, "I have yet to see a terrorist or a drug dealer come in to register his pistol." And that just kind of sums up the whole thing.
He was right. He was right then, and he's right today. And Doolin, you're right on the money too, sir. Thank you as always.
Thanks, Steve.
There you go. Steve Doolin, everybody. Still to come, the MERS report and Chad Livengood. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.